You're listening to Secure Freedom Radio with Frank Gaffney from the nation's capital in Washington, D.C.
Welcome back. I'm delighted to say Daniel Greenfield is with us. You can find his writings at Front Page Magazine and also at SultanKnish@yahoo.com. He is the Shulman Journalism Fellow at the David Horowitz Freedom Center. He is an extraordinary commentator and analyst and resource on matters involving particularly the culture and our national security and the character of our country. And it is very much appreciated that he has of late been focusing his pen and his energies on examining critically what General H.R. McMaster, the National Security Advisor to the President, has been up to. We talked a bit about this with Admiral Ace Lyons in the previous segment. Daniel Greenfield, we're delighted to have you to further refine our understanding of how serious a problem this general officer serving as the NSA is at the moment. Welcome to Secure Freedom Radio.
Thank you so much for having me on and bringing me to talk about this very important issue.
Well, let's talk a little bit about sort of the bill of particulars. You've written about this at Front Page, as I say, now several times, but give us a quick introduction to the problems with General McMaster as you see them.
The National Security Council is really the closest thing the president needs to set out strategy to define the problem. And the people at the National Security Council who understand what the problem is, who understand that Islamic terrorism is the problem, who understand that the Iran deal is a tragic disaster, who understand that Israel is our ally, not our enemy, are being purged one by one. They're being replaced by people who have a very different understanding. They have an understanding closer to the one held by the Obama administration, which states that Islamic terrorism is something that doesn't actually exist, that Iran is an opportunity for reapproachment, and that Israel is an enemy, not an ally.
Daniel Greenfield is our guest. We're talking with him about his analysis of the very serious national security problem that H.R. McMaster represents as the National Security Advisor to the President of the United States. And Daniel, you were talking about examples of places where the McMaster National Security Council is off track. Discuss, if you would, a little bit further the problems with the Iran deal and how serious a mistake it is for the president to be stymied in his efforts to undo or at least redo it.
The Iran deal is the Obamacare of foreign policy. It's that area, that element that Republicans were supposedly against. President Trump ran on opposition to it. It's an undeniable disaster, and it represents a serious national security threat because it's not simply the reality that Iran is violating the deal and that Iran is pushing forward with weapons development. It's that the Iran deal is a key part of Iran's expansionist program, and the United States is running into this challenge. And when the United States comes up against Iranian power, it is very much powered by the assurance that Iran has gotten from the Iran deal. Now, within the National Security Council, there were people who had a very clear understanding that the Iran deal was a mistake, that it needs to be dismantled, that Iran's violations of it need to be made clear and proven. Those people, unfortunately, are once again being purged. They're being fired from the National Security Council, and they're being replaced with people who have a view closer to that of McMaster, which is that the Iran deal is actually a good thing.
And he has been relying on holdovers from the Obama administration. I'm told, at one of his all-hands meetings of the National Security Council staff, insisted that there was no such thing as holdovers. Could you just give us a sanity check on that, Daniel Greenfield? Can that possibly be the case?
It sounds insane, but McMaster doesn't see this as a partisan role. He sees this as a general career role. As a result, he's protected the Obama people. He's protected the Obama holdovers. Meanwhile, he's purged the people who would actually point them out and call for them to be dismissed. The reality is that the Obama people have made it very clear that they want to protect Obama's signature foreign policy, which is the Iran deal. This is the closest thing he's come to any kind of achievement. And in general, there is the concept of the resistance, which means that the Obama people within the government feel obligated to undermine the Trump administration any which way that they can. As a result, protecting them effectively undermines the Trump administration. There were people who understood that at the National Security Council. They've been forced out. The McMaster understanding is that Susan Rice is an ally, not an enemy. And as a result, the Trump administration is finding that its initiatives, that its efforts to control foreign policy are being undermined at every turn.
Let me ask you about that Susan Rice business, as well as something you've written recently, that the holdovers must go. We're confronted with the fact that H.R. McMaster has, as you say, expressly affirmed the idea that Susan Rice should have continuing access to classified information. We're going to talk a little bit about this with Richard Pollack in a moment, but I'd like to get your take on that.
Well, we have reports apparently that McMaster does not believe that Susan Rice's unmasking requests are wrong, which really fundamentally undermines the position of the President of the United States and undermines our ability to even push back against the illegal surveillance that was going on, the political surveillance. Leaks largely do happen because of internal politics, but the internal politics here aren't simply departmental jockeying, they're Democrat versus Republican. And when McMaster really denies that, he's taking a very clear side in a struggle here between the Trump administration, between Susan Rice and the Obama holdovers. And once he's done that, he's really preserving Susan Rice's legitimacy of the unmasking. He's taking the side of the unmaskers over the unmasked.
You've headlined a recent piece at Front Page Magazine, "Was McMaster Protecting the Trump Surveillance Plot?" Develop that thought quickly, if you would.
Well, as I just said, Susan Rice has been named as one of the key figures in the unmasking. You have Ben Rhodes, you have Samantha Power. When McMaster states that Susan Rice must retain her access to classified information, you really have to wonder whose side he's on.
There was also a friend and colleague of mine, Rich Higgins, who was removed unceremoniously recently, evidently because of a memo that he wrote that warned of a kind of combination of Islamist and leftists seeking to undermine, as you say, Trump presidency. I gather that this memo got to the president and he thought rather highly of it. The response by McMaster was to fire its author. Is there such a threat as you see it, this sort of red-green axis that is at work on behalf, clearly, of the president's enemies and I would argue of the country's?
Well, when I was in New York on September 11th, I saw members of the left, right, talking about putting up anti-war posters. So I think anybody, all the adults in the room, very much understand that there are elements of the left that are aligned with Islam, they're aligned with Islamists. And we can look at the Arab Spring, the Islamist winter of the previous administration for a direct example of how the so-called political Islam is linked to the left. And that is what Higgins was writing about. He was writing about this Muslim Brotherhood alliance with the left. We can see that everywhere. We can see that when Islamist groups are promoted by leftist organizations. We can see that when Sarsour becomes a figurehead in the movements of the left. When McMaster insists on denying that, he's fundamentally undermining and blinding us to a real security threat. And that is what Higgins and some of the people who were fired, like Derek Harvey, really have in common. They had a clear vision of what the threat was. They were willing to state it. They understood that. They were denounced as Islamophobes in some cases. And yet they were the ones who could see what the problem is. And McMaster insists on not seeing what the problem is. Now, we can discuss why he refuses to see the nature of the problem. But the bottom line is that the country is very badly served by a man at that kind of position who not only denies what the problem is, but who covers it up. And that he is effectively undermining national security through that cover up.
Daniel Greenfeld elegantly said, as you do in your writings at Front Page and elsewhere, I'm so appreciative of your time with us today and the work you do elsewhere, including at the David Horowitz Freedom Center. I know you'll keep it up, and I hope you will come back to us again very soon. Next up, the Daily Caller's crack investigative reporter, Richard Pollack, joins us. We'll talk about this subject and more right after this.